So I don't know what's going on with my camera, but it's acting funny. I can't figure out the setting, so I'll just do a recording. So anyway, here's the deal. So when you want to move to freedom, don't expect everybody else to want to be free. You know, there's an old song that says some people want to abuse, and some people want to be abused. They want to be abused. They want you to cross their boundaries because they want to cross your boundaries. They want you to abuse them because they want to abuse you. Tit for tat mindset. It's just a flesh mind. And just don't take it as abuse, and don't take it as just one level, multi-level. What I'm showing you is it's a multi-level thing. If somebody loves their slavery, if somebody loves their abuse, if somebody loves their destructive patterns, if somebody loves to hate themselves, if somebody loves to live in selfishness and temporal, they don't want to think eternally and they don't want to think long term, they want to live in the temporary, it's on them. It's their choice. You can't force somebody to be healthy. If they want to be a piece of the pie instead of the whole pie, it's on them. You can't force somebody to be whole. If they want to be partial, that's on them. And a lot of people, they'll claim, I want to be whole, I want to be healthy. No, they don't, because they'd do something about it. They would change. They would give up certain things. They would sacrifice certain things. And actually, once you start to sacrifice certain things, you realize you didn't even need it anymore, and it was actually a burden. One example is sugar. Once you sacrifice sugar, you realize you don't even need it anymore, and you're not even hungry anymore. Once you sacrifice sugar, you don't even get hungry anymore, because you're getting you're actually burning the fat around your liver and all your organs. You're burning that fat. It's really amazing stuff, to be honest with you. Somebody really needs to study this and do a proper study, because they're still not getting it. They're still not getting it. I have found out that the whey protein, which is processed food, is not good for you, but that does have a lot of protein. But if you can eat some oil and meat, you're going to be somewhere. But anyway, back to what I was saying. The freedom that you desire to have, that you want, that you're trying to attain, that you're moving towards, that you believe in, that you're hanging on to, it takes a lot of sacrifice. And those who want to just jump on the ship and not sacrifice, who want to benefit from your freedom without doing the work, they're never going to be free. They're never going to be free. They're always going to be a slave, because they're quantum connected. They're in the frequency. They're in the vibration. Their mind is in a vibration of slavery, and they choose slavery. As long as you choose to be a slave and hang out with the slaves, you're going to be a slave. But once you choose to be free and you hang out with the free people, if there are any nearby, if not, just hang out with God, hang out with Jesus, you're free. Half the stuff you buy, half the stuff you do, half the stuff you think about, you don't even need to think about. It's a waste of time. You're wasting your effort, your energy. More than half. It's probably about 90% of the stuff you think about, you do. You're wasting energy and time. Is there a time for recreation? Is there a time for relaxation? Yeah. But even then, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about something in the past, worry, doubt, insecure, whatever it is? This guy beside me is fixing his tire. I won't be surprised as soon as I walk by. He'll say, can you help me? Because he wasn't prepared. They don't want to be prepared. They want somebody else to do it for them. because they don't want to sacrifice. They want somebody else to sacrifice for them. What is that? That's narcissistic. Speaking of that, let me ask you this. Is a player a narcissist? Are the players narcissists? They're playing about four or five people, at least two or three. Are they narcissistic? They think, oh, I'm getting over on somebody. They're playing somebody. They're playing this one and playing this one and playing this one. Are they a narcissist? Yeah, they're a narcissist. They're playing games with people. They're playing mind games. What's their end game? Self. If somebody's narcissistic, what is their whole thing? Self. Could a player be acting like a narcissist but not really be a narcissist? Yeah, they could be hurt. They could have got hurt, and they could have been. They're afraid to get hurt again. So somebody hurt them real bad, so they're afraid to get hurt. They're afraid to open themselves up, so they guard instead of guarding their heart the right way, like God says. They become players to try to guard their heart, but they actually destroy their heart by being a player. Because they're not really guarding their heart. They're playing three or four or five or two or whatever at the same time. And so they're lying all because they're trying to guard their heart, but they're not guarding the heart the right way. The Bible says to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Is guarding your heart being a player? No. You're destroying your heart. A player is destroying their heart. Their motive might be, well, I got hurt, so I'm going to hurt somebody else. That's revenge. That's vigilante mindset. A player's, what are the motives of a player? They're trying to guard themselves from being hurt, right? Deep down, they got hurt somewhere. We know that this is the easy button. This is so easy. So somebody who's playing games with somebody, it's because they got hurt and they never got healed. And the only way they're going to get healed, stop playing games. They became a copy. They got played, so they became a copy of the player. The very person who played them, they think they're playing others, but they actually are making themselves into a copy of the player. So the player that hurt them is actually doing them more harm, and they don't even know. They think they're escaping it. They're becoming more narcissistic. But if they're not really a narcissist and they're the elect, God is going to break them. They're going to destroy themselves. And this is a big deal. I mean, I know I'm making light of it, sound like it's not a big deal, but you could do one whole video on this. I don't even know if anybody's talking about it. Somebody got played by a player, so they became a player to protect their heart, but they're not doing it the right way, God's way. They're not doing it in agape love. They're using Eros love and just fake love, and they're using gaslighting, and they're using a lot of them, they do the they got hurt, so they're doing the catfish, the fake love. They actually are not even real, so they're destroying their own soul. They're destroying their own heart because they think they got played, so they're going to play other people. A lot of times they think they forgave somebody, but why are they still doing the very thing that hurt them they're doing to other people? Why does the abused become the abuser? Why does the player become a player? I mean, the one that got played, they become a player. Why does the one being abused become an abuser? Because it's a copy machine. The devil's messing with you. You've been deceived. Best thing to do is get your heart right. Sometimes a player plays you because your heart ain't right. Sometimes a narcissist tricks you because your heart ain't right. Sometimes the salesman sells you something because you're greedy. If your heart ain't right, you're going to fall into the trap, right? Because you're deceived. If your heart ain't right, you're blind. You have a blind spot. So if you became a player and justified, if you became narcissistic, if you became an abuser, if you became vigilante, it's because your heart ain't right. Your heart ain't right. The only way to get your heart right is do it God's way. And if you're saved and you're messing around like that, then the only way you're going to get your heart right is go to some brothers and sisters and make some friends and make some real, real friends, real love, agape love, who wants your best and doesn't really need anything from you. They just want to see you grow. They don't want nothing. They just want to see you grow. They're going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts, you know. Those are your real friends. Those who tell you the truth, even if it hurts, you know. The ones that flatter you, those are the players. Those are the narcissists. Those are the con artists. Those are the salesmen. They just tell you what you want to hear. It's wild stuff. It's totally off the roof. You know, those who hate authority, they become dictatorships. You know, somebody who hates authority in life, they become a dictator authority. Think about it. Think about it. The thing that you focus on, I mean, if somebody just always hates authority, they actually hate God, so they love the devil, so they become like the devil. It's really simple. But people, if you're introspective, you can break free from the chains. But people are so caught up in the world system, the mindset of the world, which is upside down. It's the flesh mind. It's encoded in everybody. And so you're going to have to break the flesh mind and believe the word. Proverbs, Psalms, just read the Bible and start renewing your mind in the word, and then you'll get free. Don't go by your own understanding. The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Don't go by your own heart. Go by what God's word says. And renew your mind, renew your heart according to the truth. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you renew your mind, you're going to renew your heart. Because your heart and your mind and your body has a propensity to destruction. You actually, when you hate your neighbor, you actually hate yourself. That's a fact. When you hate your neighbor, you hate yourself. That's why you hate your neighbor, because you hate yourself.